This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. More than 420 people have died and more than 20,000 infected by the new coronavirus that has world leaders and medical professionals on edge. And with that, the U.S. steps up its precautionary measures by restricting passenger flights. VOA's Mariama Diallo.
At a joint news conference Monday with Uzbekistan's foreign minister in Tashkent, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. plans to have more flights heading to China to bring Americans back home from the Hubei province.
We anticipate that they will happen in the next handful of days and we'll return those American citizens. We may well end up bringing some citizens back from other countries as well.
On Monday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry criticized the U.S. and other countries for some of the steps being taken in response to the outbreak. Now more than 30 countries are restricting travel from China. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
And what about those vaunted Iowa caucuses? Now, this was to be the first test of the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate's strength in challenging President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Countless millions in dollars and thousands in volunteer campaign hours, all to run into the mother of all roadblocks late Monday when the state Democratic Party was unable to report even a single vote hours after the polls had closed. State party officials attributed the delay to an issue in reporting totals from precincts across the state and said they expected to have numbers to report sometime today.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected, but it's in place to ensure we are eventually able to report results with full confidence.
That's Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price. Several of the candidates flew from Iowa to New Hampshire early today to begin campaigning there without knowing the Iowa results. This is VOA News. Before members of Congress gather to hear President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech on Tuesday, senators will have the chance to give speeches on the floor of their chamber explaining where they stand on the president's impeachment trial. These speeches by the senators who are serving as the jurors in the trial are not officially part of the trial itself and are unlikely to make much difference in the senators' expected acquittal of President Trump when they cast a final vote on Wednesday. House Democrats prosecuting the impeachment case against President Trump and his defense team offered forceful closing arguments Monday after 2 weeks of trial proceedings. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This president is a vindictive man. He's a nasty man. Every Republican saw what happened with Flake and with Corker. And so it takes strength and courage, even when you know that Adam Schiff is right, which I think a lot of them do, to go against a president who you know will be vicious and unrelenting against you.
White House counsel Jay Sekulow told senators there was no evidence of the president's wrongdoing.
These articles fail on their face as they do not meet the constitutional standard for impeachable offenses. No amount of testimony could change that fact.
Tonight, President Trump will be delivering his third State of the Union address. Analysts are anticipating perhaps some taunting regarding the Wednesday impeachment vote, while some written reports are saying he will be avoiding the negative and focus on what he calls the positive aspects of his presidency. New accusations coming from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the shooting down of a Ukrainian jetliner by Iran last month. More from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The president of Ukraine says that a leaked audio recording proves that Iran knew immediately that it had shot down that Ukrainian jetliner near Tehran last month, killing everyone aboard, despite denying involvement for days. The Iranian government is decrying the leak. It says that as a result, it will stop sharing evidence with Kiev investigators. Ukrainian International Airways Flight 752 is said to have been shot down accidentally during Iran's standoff with U.S.-led forces last month. Iran had launched missile strikes on Iraqi bases just hours before. Iran says it worked as quickly as possible to determine the cause of the incident, and the Iranian commander who first acknowledged the missile strike has said that he informed authorities the same day.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Latest trial of a vaccine against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has been halted as results show it is not working. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.